Radhe Radhe. It's Kartik. The translation of Sri Damodar Ashtakam, word for word and complete meaning, verse 1. Namam Ishwaram Sachidananda Rupam. Namam, obeisances, I bow down to the Supreme Controller, who has a rupam, a form, and he's Sri Krishna. His form is Sachidanand. He's the Purna Avatar, actually Purna Sri Krishna Vrindavan, but just in general you say that Krishna is the Purna Avatar. All the avatars are complete within him. And this is the opening prayer, the Mool Shloka, which defines the supreme position of Godhead, his transcendental form, and his sweet beauty and sweetness, and his sweeter than sweet pastime of breaking the yogurt pot of Mother Yashoda. So that form of God is composed of eternal knowledge and bliss, Sachidanand. We bow to that. We worship that. We surrender to that. We adore that. Now that's his Aishwarya Vichar, Aishwarya Tattva, majesty, grandeur, power, position, identity, God, G-O-D. But I want to get closer to him. I want to see him in a particular form in Vatsalya Bhav, says Satyabrata Muni. So then he says, Lasat Kundalam Gokule Vrajamahanam. Braj means splendid, effulgent, and amana means manifest. Where is he splendidly and beautifully manifested? In Gokule. Gokule, like you say, Vrindavane, it means in Vrindavan. Gokule Vrajamahanam. And what is manifest there in Gokul? When Krishna is born in Gokul, and he stays there for 3 years, and he stays in Chandigarh for 3 years and some months, and he stays in Nandagaon, and at the end of it, it's 10 years and 8 months, 6 months. So it's manifest, he's little, he's crawling his kundala, makara kundala earrings, and they're lasya dance is a female dance, it's very like this dance, it's in rasa dance, one is called lasya, halasalika lasya, Tandava, there's male and female dancers displayed in the rasa dance, some by Krishna alone, some by Radha alone, some by Radha Krishna gopis, like this. So lasat means swinging. So Krishna's kundala, because he's crawling like this, and like this. And who is he? If there's ras, there must be the rasika and rasa sadhya, there must be the object of ras. So ras is only relished with two. There must be you and an object of your eyes. You're alone and you see something horrible. So that object is you and that object. It's a relationship between you and something horrible. Maybe you see a plane crashes into a building from a distance. Oh, that's a ghastly thing. So you didn't really see much, but you can understand. So you're relishing that ras of vibhatsa. Vibhatsa ras, Sagona rati, secondary ras. There's five rasas. And you may be a neutral ras towards that building. Towards that building or airplane, you're in shanta, neutrality. It's not your airplane or building is not your friend, and not your servant or master, and not your mother or father or your lover. So you have some neutral stahivrati towards that building. Then, boom, oh, that doesn't look good. That's ghastly. There's flames everywhere and building falling. And you can imagine maybe people there. Or maybe it's just some storehouse or greens or whatever. Oh, it's a ghastly thing. So then you experience it. So if there's Krishna, rasik, who's going to relish, he's the rasik, but then he has to have a rasiya. Rasik and rasiya. He has to have someone to relish ras with. Alone, Krishna doesn't relish ras. He's rasovai saha. He is ras, but he rasa swadhanam. He tastes ras when he's with his rasiyas, his gopis, his mother, his friends. You understand? Is it clear? Must be you and some person, or you and some object, or you and some situation. Not one. Oneness, there's no ras. Oneness is Brahman. There's no ras in Brahman. Brahmasija. Because there's one. It's all oneness. For ras, there must be two. You and your mind. Atma and man. That's also ras. Be a devotee. No, be a sense and joy. It's a ras. Vayam. The Atma is afraid of the mind. The Atma is experiencing Vaya Ras. I'm very afraid of my mind and senses. My Atma is saying, be a good devotee. I see this beautiful woman, I want to grab her and lie on top of her. So this mind is very bad. It's creating very bad rasas. It's my enemy. That's kind of stretching it. So now enter the rasiya. Yashoda bi yoluk. Ah. So now there's this Lasa Kundalam Gokule, there's Satchinanda Rupam Krishna, the Purna avatar, all the avatars are complete and full within him. He appears in Gokul, and he appears in Gokul with Latsad Kundalam, and he's crawling, and his appearance in Gokul is Braja, illuminated, enlightened and illuminated all the Gokulavasis and all the Gokulanivasis with bliss, and he's manifested there. And then who is his Leela all about? Yashoda. Yashoda Bia. Bia means fear. It's Gona Ras, secondary Ras. He has Vatsali. Oh, I love my mother. It's my motherly love. And she has parental love for me. But now I'm afraid my mother's going to beat me. I broke the Ulukalad, the martyr. Then he, Dava Manam. He gets down and runs away. He broke that thing. And Param Ristam, it says Param, it says Para, which means transcend, means Para Amrishtam, catching him by the back. So I bow down to that supreme controller, that Namamishvaram, who's endowed with all Shaktis, Satchidananda Rupam. His form, whose form is that? It's the form of Sri Krishna, the Purna Avatar, the complete incarnation. He is made of clouds of eternity, knowledge, and bliss. And he is playful. He's a child. He's born. He appears in this world, Janam, Janmastami. And he plays like a little child crawling in a courtyard, 1 year old and 2 years old. And he has earrings. His earrings play and swing on his cheeks, Lasat Kundalam. Gokule Braj Amanam. He splendorously manifests in Gokul, which is his Aprakrita Chinmaya Dham. Aprakrita. What does that mean, Aprakrita? There's Aprakata and Aprakrita. One is Prakriti. What is Prakriti? The material nature. Bhumirapo nalo vayu kamano buddhirevacha ahankara etiman. Prakriti ash. Bina means separated. These are separated energies. Bahir Anga. They're Bahir. Something's outside of my house. It's separated from me. Yes, I'm here. And there's some garbage can out there in the corner somewhere. It's my energy. It's my. I own it. I created it. It belongs to me. It's my energy. It's my garbage can energy. But it's outside of me. Isn't it? So Bina means these eight energies, they're outside of me. False ego is beyond me. The material mind is beyond me. Material intelligence is beyond me, and earth, water, fire, air, ether. Bhumir, apo, nalo, vayu, kamano, dhriyav. Just in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7, verse 4. He says, apara prakriti. Next verse, he says, beyond this prakriti, there's apara, transcendental energy, spiritual energy, chinmay. So that's prakriti. And aprakrita means what? Not material. Ah, not. So prakriti means what? Spiritual. Prakriti means nature, material energy. Aprakrita means spiritual energy. Yes? What does prakash mean?
Light.
Manifest. Manifest. Prabha means light. And what does aprakash mean? Not manifest. A means not, without. So aprakrita means not material. Yes, no?
Yes.
Like this, yes. Ah means not, yes? So it's not material. If it's not material, then what is it?
Spiritual.
So the Gokul is the aprakrita chinmay dham. It's the non-material. Chinmay means surup shakti, internal potency of the Lord. Gokul, Vrindavan, Radhika, and all Brajadham is aprakrita. And what is Delhi? Prakrita maya dham. Maya means compressed of, made of, saturated with, influenced by. It's Maya Nagari. What does Nagari mean? The village, town of Maya. What is Dehradun? Dehradun is Maya Nagari. fish, eggs, meat, booze, women, sex, everything, intoxication, gambling, everything there. Everyone sits around the village, plays cards and gambles. You know what I'm saying? All the Brahmins, you go anywhere here and there, so many Brahmins sitting, playing cards and gambling. We see it here, every village in India. You never saw? Everywhere, gambling. Kali Yuga. Before, Brahmins would sit around and say, oh, look what it says in Garga Samhita. Look what it says in Bhagavatam. Never waste a moment in Maya. And relaxing, chit-chatting, but joking. Oh, Sita's, that's Krishna, so chanchal, huh? They'll read something about Krishna Leela and they'll comment amongst each other and chuckle. Something, and then one Brahmin will say, you know, I know a bhajan about this Krishna. Acha, okay, sing it. They start clapping and Krishna Dulaya, you know, Nanda Dulaya, you know, he'll start singing. This was 50 years ago. Now cards, booze, smoke, they smoke and play cards. I've seen. I only speak what I've realized or seen directly. That's how everyone should do. And of course, Shastras. So, that's the Kundala in Vraja. Then Yashoda Bia means Bayam. So his Vatsalya is his Sthayi Rati, Mukhya Rati, main loving relationship, permanent mellow. Sometimes he's astonished by in that relationship. Sometimes he's fearful. Sometimes he's funny. He plays jokes. And sometimes Hasiras and Vivatsaras and Bayaras. You understand? Just go like, even if you don't go like that. Especially here, just go, yeah, what are they talking about? Yeah. Then he's running in fear of Yashoda because Nanadlal has done mischief of breaking the yogurt pots. He broke the pots and he sat on top of the grinding mortar, which makes the very grinding mortar which made the butter in the pots that ground the yogurt, that churned the yogurt, Manmata, churned the dahi in the butter by his mother. He broke those pots because he's mischievous and kids do that deliberately to relish the baya ras and run in fear of his mother. Oh. And then now he sits on top of the very implement or utensil which made the butter, ulukala, you know, that's the churning thing, like that. And then and he sits there like, I didn't do anything. And he jumps off. She found it. And he runs up. He jumps off his throne. The ulukala is like his throne, and he runs off. He gets down from the Ulukalad is actually a wooden rice grinding mortar and runs away. It's a big wooden, that yogurt thing is another little stick with a little X on it. A little cross on it actually. But it's mortar, grinding mortar means, we say in English, grinding mortar. That's for grinding wheat or rice. So maybe they make, what do they call those things? Idlis? South Indian thing? You have some stone, you grind the rice or something? Is it right?
Yes.
So it says rice. It's a big wooden thing. You see all the pictures, right? Yes. Then they tied into that thing and they dragged it between the Twin Arjuna trees. That you don't churn yogurt with that, right? That's for grinding something else because there's no. You don't take your wheat to some grinder. You do it all at home. It's all so fresh and it smells so nice, and the whole home is smelling when you grind it and stuff. Because we ground that. We had those stones out here, those grinding stones. I bought some. First, you buy the stones. It's a whole ritual. I don't know who got the stones. Somebody bought me these gray granite stones. I only come from Rajasthan. It's a big leela to get the stones. You got them or who got them? Somebody got them on the back of a motorcycle. It was like 100 kilometers into Rajasthan. They're that, you know, the top one's that thick and the bottom one's that thick. They have the stones. Then you have to make a pedestal for it out of cow dung. And, you know, that's a whole village art. They have to mix cow dung with busa and yellow clay. And they make a whole pedestal, first out of bricks, and they cover the bricks with clay, make it like a base, with all bricks eat, and then they cover it with this cow dung clay busa, and it becomes very beautiful. Then they make a whole round thing to mount the stones inside. And then and his wife did that, Haridas's wife. And then it took 7 or 8 days to grind. You make it. There's like the thing is in the middle, the stone is in the middle of this thing. It's like a tally. Then you got to make walls so that when they go like that, the grains don't flop out. And then she brought up these walls, so it looked like a tali made of cow dung and busa. Really beautiful thing, about 2 feet across. And I watched her making it. Now, this is art. This is PhD. So she made all this thing. Then it has a little yoni on it, a little trough. Because when you grind it, then it all falls into this little nali, you know, this gully around it, or what do you call it? Nali. Then you take your hand like that, and it goes out the yoni part. You know, it goes, this is all closed. And you go like that, and you have a little pot down here, and go, and down there. Then it has a stick on the top stone. Then you get the stones, then you have to call on the guy that chipped the stones to give them like a rough surface, so otherwise they're just kind of smooth stones. So he goes, tut, 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 and that took a whole day. 100 rupees, 200 rupees, and to make these little, you know, chisel marks with a tanki, it's called a tanki. Then they're ready to go. It's a whole, I got the stones, it took me like 4 weeks to just get ready. So then there's a little hole in the top stone where there's a stick, and then there's in the center. So you drop in the center, and the stone itself is from the center, it kind of slopes like this. So there's a hole in the center, like where axle goes. That's where the grains go, and the side there's like a potter's wheel, go like that. It's hard to move, you know, it's like 20 kilo, 30 kilo stone, these little jayas, and then it comes in, and then it comes out, dahlia, and you can set it, they made an arrangement on the bottom so you can set it for dahlia or flower or whatever you want. So I had that going on for a couple of weeks, and I said, just go to the grinder. So this is Gokul life we're talking about. Even now, there's sprinkles of Gokul life. Like in the whole village, there's one guy going, you know. And I said, what's that stone in the corner? Oh, my grandmother used to use that. It's considered very auspicious to have a grinding stone. There's some deity. There's a deity inside that grinding stone. And if a house doesn't have this stone, it's considered inauspicious. There'll be untimely deaths and stuff. Many things they have, these things that, these objects have so much prabhav, these vastu prabhav. So it's in, taking up a corner of the house, and it's been there since a couple of generations. And even I said, well, could I have that? You know, I once asked, because I thought maybe I'll use it, because it looks like natural and cool, and I was into all these things that 40 years ago as a hippie or whatever, grinding. And we used to go, and in the West, you can buy electric grinders, make your own flour and all kinds of things, maybe here too. At least it's better than store-bought 100-year-old flour, you know, Madhya Pradesh wheat flour is 300 years old until the chemicals to make chapatis. So at least you grind the flour once a week in your house with electric. And it's stones. Some of the electric ones actually have stones in. Do they have those in India? No. It's electric, but it has stones. You can see on the internet. When we go back to the spiritual world, hey, what's that? That's an ulukal. And that's a grinding work. And your mother showed us one of these. And I remember my last life. I saw that. You know, I have some remembrance of that. Yeah, this is how it is. You know, on the streets there's just cow dung and mitti, and it gets hard. The yellow mitti in the sun with the cow dung gets hard. We just ride the bullock cars back and forth on it. It's really nice. If you want the soft, you know, luxurious footpath, then you go in the forest. And it's so soft with all the leaves fall down. You know, the main roads of Gokul are a little hard because they mix the yellow mitti with the bhusa and the cow dung, and it becomes like rock, and they put in, if they want to make it really hard, they just mix in limestone, chuna. You mix limestone and gober and yellow mitti, and it becomes like cement. You know, the rain hits it, it doesn't go anywhere. It's limestone. And because the limestone is there, even if you walk on it in the summer, the road is actually cool. Limestone is like a lime, it's cooling. But if you want the soft foot luxury paths, you know, you want the, you know, track shoe ride, you know, the special ride of the Adidas. Then you walk off the hard, that's the main road, which is cooling in the feet and comfortable, but hard enough for the Bailgaris. You go in the Kunjagalis. Then it's all kadamba leaves, so many leaves falling down and cow dung mix, and it's just leaves and cow dung and natural minting. It's very soft and very cooling in the feet. And it's nice. This is Gokul. Paramrisam, catching Krishna by the back. She chased him atyam, very much, tata drutya, after chasing Krishna very quickly. Tata drutya, gopya, the gopi. So what's the whole thing mean? After 20 minutes of discussion, the first one of Dhammadharasyam. I, Satyabrata Muni, and anybody in Vatsalya Bhav hankering in that mood as a sadhaka. I offer respectful obeisances, namam, unto that Supreme Lord whose form is form, transcendental form is made of, composed of eternity, knowledge and bliss, Satchit Ananda Rupam. His earrings swing back and forth, and they seem to be playing upon his cheeks. And that Gopal is splendorously manifesting Gokul, Brajamana Gokule, He's very fearful of Mother Yashoda, Yashoda Bia, Lalita Bia. Lalita Bia Manini, Manini Radha. She's afraid of Lalita. So she puts on Man so she doesn't get beaten by him. And he, that little Gopal, he jumped, that little Yashoda Dulal, he jumps down from the grinding mortar, quickly runs away. Tato Drutya. But he's ultimately, he's chased by Yashoda who runs very quickly. Gopya, the Gopi Yashoda, Tato Drutya. And she, he gets ultimately caught from behind. Damodara Lala Ki Jai. Damodarastikam, text number 2. Rudanta Muhur Netra Yugma Mrajanta. Again and again he was rubbing his two eyes, Netra Yugma. Karambhoja Yugmena Santanka Netra. With his lotus hand, with his two lotus hands, he was rubbing his two lotus eyes. And his eyes, Netra, were full of fear, Santanka. Why was he afraid? Because the Mother Yashoda was going to beat him with a stick, punish him severely for breaking her costly clay yogurt pots, which cost 1 paisa. Muhuswasa kampa chire, and then these, what are the anubhavs of his bhayam, the bodily manifestation. Again, muhu means again, swasa means quick breath. Kampa, trembling, tri reka, three lines, anka, marked, kanta, neck. His neck, his beautiful, Krishna's beautiful neck, which is always marked with three lines like a conch shell. From that beautiful neck, he was trembling, and he was breathing, she's going to beat me. Stita graiva dhamo, stita graiva dhamodaram bhakti bhadam. Stita, stan, little stan. And I mean stan, stita, all these words are very similar. It means situated, placed, located. Graivam, stita graivam. Graivam means a pearl necklace. So there's a pearl necklace was situated on his neck. Kanta, stita graivam. That pearl necklace on his situated, hanging from Krishna's neck, was also trembling. Damodaram, udar means belly, dhamma means rope, bhakti means vatsalya bhav. Crying again and again, with his, he was rubbing at the same time with his two lotus hands. Sa atanka means with very fearful eyes. It's a schwa, it's not, I didn't see the diacritic there. It's schwa. Schwa, schwa sa means quick breathing and sighing. This is sighing, right? It's fearful. These are signs of fear. If you're fearful, oh yeah, I'm really fearful. You're fearful, you're crying, you're breathing. You know, it's like this. And then his neck marked with three lines just like a conch shell. And graiva means pearl necklaces and other neck ornaments. And afraid of the stick in Mother Yashoda's hand, Yashoda Dulal cries again and again and rubs his eyes with both his lotus hands. His eyes are expressing extreme fearfulness. Netram, eyes. Sa atanka. And he sobs and cries again and again with quick breathing, making the necklaces upon his three-lined neck quiver. He's trembling, and the necklaces are trembling, or maybe just the necklaces are trembling because he's breathing, so then obviously the necklaces are moving. And that beautiful darling of Gokul, his belly is bound only by his mother's devotion. Unto this Lord Damodar, I offer my humble obeisances. Verse number 3. Iti drig swalila birananda kunde. Iti drig. Showing in this way, by displaying and enacting his childhood pastimes, such as Damodar Leela and so forth, swalila bi. Swa, his own lila, bi. displaying his own extraordinary pastimes, Ananda Kunde, in a pool of bliss of full of uncommonly pleasing liquid mellows. Uncommonly pleasing liquid mellows. Swagosham is a whole phrase here, actually. Ananda Kunde Swagosham Nimajantam. Nimajantam. These four words are one meaning, that he Nimajantam means continuously immerses. Who? His Swagosh. His Swagosh means his own family members, the Goshtas, the Goshtavasis. Goshta means pasturing grounds. Those pastures and beautiful grass, luscious, delicious grass-filled valleys and pastures around Govardhan Hill and the hill of Barsana and Nandagram, all those luscious pastures are full of green grass, and the cows go there and make Gosh. Gosh means sound. You've heard of the term Goshtya Nandi? Have you heard this term? Bhajan Anandi, Goshtya Nandi. So Gosht means he preaches, he makes sounds, you know? You've heard? Goshtya Nandi is a preacher. So preaching means you make sound, you speak. Bhajan Nandi does manasik japa and meditation all day, he's quiet. So this is Gosht. Swagosh, his people. They're Gosh, and Bengali, a coward man is called Gosh, Vasudev Gosh. It means that they take care of cows, this group. They say Gopa and Gwals and Gopas here, isn't it? So this is his own people. He submerges them in a pool of bliss, which means liquid mellows, of pleasurable, blissful liquid mellows. Swagosha means his own family and residents of Gokul, who are entities manifested from his own Lila Shakti. Swagosha means they're manifested from his own heart, his Gosh, his vibration, they're his own family. Then Akya means speech, doesn't it mean that? Akya, the same as we say Vakya, Akya, Ramanand Akya. Akya means conversation. Akya Payantam, he makes it known. Tadiya Ishita. And Tadiya means related to, connected to. And Ishita means Isha. Related to Isha. Tadiyanam Samarchanam. This is a verse from Bhagavatam, Aradhanam Sarvesham Vishnuradhanam. It's spoken by Lord Shiva to his wife. Is that right? And he's saying, Aradhanam Sarvesham. Of all Aradhanam, Aradhya means to worship, puja, honor. Of all the worshipable things, Sarvesham, Vishnu Aradhanam Param, the worship of Vishnu. Devi, I'm not supreme, Shiva said. Brahma is not supreme, Indra is not supreme, Vishnu is supreme. And he should be worshipped. Not only that, Tidinam Samarcham, anything connected, anyone connected, or anything connected, or any person or place connected to him, Tidinam Samar, they are Sama, equally Archanam, equally worshipable. Therefore, Guru is worshipable like Vishnu, Dham is worshipable like Vishnu, Shastras are worshipable like Vishnu. This is being told. So here it says, in glorification of Dhammadhar, Tadiya Ishita Geshu. So Tadiya Ishita means those desirous of knowing his Tadiya Ishita Geshu. This is a phrase. Tadiya connected to Ishita Geshu. Those desirous of knowing the majesty and Aishwarya and greatness of Vishnu or Damodar, or say God. Those that are, in other words, Jnana Karma, what is it? Jnana Karma Anavritam. This is not Anyabhilashita Shunyam Jnana Karma Anavritam. If you're just a Jnani and you're interested in the Aishwarya Tattva of this Damodar in his Vishnu form, then you will not understand this Damodar Leela. It says this, Tadiya Ishita. And then to them, Satyavrata Muni wants to say in this shloka, which is full of ras and tattva, he wants to say, it won't work. You can't conquer Krishna by knowledge. Gyane priyasam urapasana mante eva, as Brahma says. But bhakti jita, jita twam, you can jit, conquer Krishna by bhakti, like we see in the example of this Leela, that Mother Yashoda conquered Krishna by bhakti. Puna prematas tam shita vritti vande, to that abode of love, that abode of Vatsalya Prem, that beloved Dhamadhar, the son of Yashoda Dulal, Shata Avritti, hundreds and hundreds of times, Vande, I bow down to that Tam, that Lord, that Ishwar, that Lord Dhamadhar, and I bow down with love repeatedly. So he says, I don't know about Gyan, he's Satyavrata Muni. Who's offering this prayer? Satyavrata Muni and Satyuga. He doesn't know about Gyan? Muni means he's Gyanavan. Gyanavan. So he has so much Gyan. And if you have lots of Gyan, then what happens? In Gita? Bahonam. Gyanavan Mam. He's Gyanavan. So because he's Muni, Satyavrata Muni, he's Gyanavan. This is chapter 7, verse 19, is it right? Bahonam Janmanam Ante. After many, many births as a Muni. Bahonam Janmanam Ante. Ante Janam. After many, many births. Gyanavan Mam. He's really a Muni, a real Muni, a Gyanavan Muni. One who, van means possesses. One who possesses that spiritual transcendental knowledge to the extent of Vedanta. Vedanta means bhakti. Vedanta, the end of Veda is bhakti, prema, prema dharma. So when he has, after so many births, he accumulates that, he's that type of Muni, where he accumulates Gyanavan, accumulates that knowledge by which he can surrender to Krishna. Then what does he do? Gyanavan Mam? Prapadyante. Prapadyante, he surrenders to me, Krishna's telling. Satyavrata Muni is that type of Muni. He lived for 100,000 years in Satyuga. 8 lakh years. And he had so much Gyan, and then he realized, this is it. And he read, he heard the Padma Puran, Skanda Puran, he heard all this knowledge just floating in the atmosphere. There was no books to read, just floating from the rishis. Narada Muni spoke, someone spoke. And then he heard, this Mother Yashoda, my heart is reaching out to her love for her Lala, and that beautiful, sweet boy, that Gokul Nath, that Gokul Pati, that Gopal. And then he's telling, listen, I Munis, what is this? Tadi, he says, Tadi Shittigesh, you can't conquer him with your knowledge. You can conquer the universe with your knowledge. You can conquer Prakriti with your knowledge. You can conquer your body with your knowledge. And you can conquer birth and death with your knowledge and go to Brahman. But not, you can't enter this realm. You can only enter this realm with Sharanagati, surrender, and Shraddha. In that one, beyond your senses, adhoksaja, beyond your conception, aprameyasya. He's aprameyasya, immeasurable, and adhoksaja, beyond your senses. That transcendental little boy, Damodar, crowing in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. I've given my heart to him. In this way, Krishna perpetually drowns the residents of Gokul in pools of pure, loving bliss. And by this, Krishna is in, by this Leela, his Nara Leela and Damodar Leela, Krishna is informing that those that are desirous or interested of knowing his supreme opulence and majesty, because the word Tadya Ishita means, Ishita means Ishita, Ish means controller, but Ishita also means majesty, opulence of the Isha, Ishita. What's connected to Ish. So Ishita includes the sense of opulence, majesty, grandeur, power, Tadiya. So those that are related to that person, Tadiya means related to Vishnu, so that opulent Ishita, they won't make it. I'm informing you, says Damodar, and says Satyavrata Muni, his pure devotee. By his Leelas, he's informing, by this Leela, with Mother Yashoda, this Damodar what's it called? Manta? What do they call it? Bandhan? Binding him? Tying him? What
Bandhan.
Damodar Bandhan. Damodar Bandhan Leela. He's informing those devotees who are desirous of knowing his supreme opulence and majesty. So bhakta is in the middle. On one side there's a bhakta, and he's a Gyan Mishra Bhakti. Gyan Mishra Bhakta. Ganeshu Bhaktir. And he wants to conquer the Lord by Gyan. He said, you won't do it. Hey, Gyan Mishra Bhakta. Who's he addressing? He's addressing Brahma, who is also bewildered, because he's a Gyan Mishra Bhakta. He said, you have to conquer him with Prem Bhashibhut. Prem Bhashibhut, like this Yashoda. And I'm worshipping Yashoda, because I'm Anugata of Yashoda in Vatsalya Bhav. I'm Satya Vratamuni. So I'm Anugata. I'm following her Bhav, her ways, her mellows, and I'm chanting and seeing her glories, meditating her form as she's churning, and hoping someday I get that Maisroop manifest as a maidservant and nurse of hers. This is his meditation. You want to know his supreme opulence and majesty? He's only conquered Jitatvam. What is Krishna's name? Ajit. You think knowledge can conquer him? Prem Bhashibhut. Only love. Love conquers all. The greatest heroes in this world are conquered by love. They say that Caesar conquered the world with his bows and arrows, and Cleopatra conquered Caesar with the bow of her eyebrows and the arrow of her glance. Caesar conquered the world with thousands and thousands of bows and arrows. Millions of bows and arrows conquered the whole world. And then one lady, the queen, the princess or queen of Egypt, was one bow and one arrow. Dasasmi. All my kingdoms, the whole world I put at your feet. Do you know that? This is Julius Caesar. Render unto Caesar what belongs to Caesar. This is Shakespeare. Render unto Caesar what belongs to Caesar. That's how you would enter a country. I own the whole world. Render means give it to me. If you don't, then... He had an upside down understanding of Isha Upanishad. Isha that everything is owned and controlled and belongs to Vishnu. Krishna should be rendered and offered, engaged in his service and offered to him, because it's his, not Caesar's. So from the word Caesar, we got the English word seize. S-E-I-Z-E comes from the Greek word C-A-E-S-A-R. They named a word after him. He was so amazing. Because he went out, what did he do? He grabbed everything, seized everything. Render unto Caesar what is, otherwise I will seize it. Have you heard the word seize? S-E-I-Z. Grihita manasa. Krishna seized. Seize means like a lion seizes a deer. That's when you know you're seized. When a lion's jaws wrap around your neck and close down and snap your spinal cord, you know you've been seized by the lion. You're dead in his jaws to be eaten later. So that's how the gopis were seized by Krishna's jagu kalam, that artistic dancing sound of Krishna's flute came in and top. He's only conquered by his loving devotees. I offer again and again offer my obeisances with love unto that Damodar hundreds and hundreds of times. Because only by Sankhya Purvaka Namagana Natibi. Natibi means obeisances. Natibi means humility and obeisances at the feet of God. So therefore I, Das Goswami, offer 2,000 obeisances every day to the Vaishnavas and 1,000 to the Leelastalis. 3,000 obeisances a day, just like Satyavrata Muni is saying. Shatavrati Vande, I bow down hundreds and hundreds of times to that Damodar and to that Yashoda, because he wants to become their servants. And Das Goswami bows down thousands and thousands of times to the Raghunugya Bhaktas, because he wants their mercy to serve Radha and Krishna and Gopi Bhav. Damodar Astakam Ki Jai. Param Deva Moksham Na Moksham Indva. Varam means boons. O Deva, Lord. O Supremely, O Lord, Deva means divyati. Divyati means effulgent, celestial effulgence, divine. Divyati means, O supremely effulgent one, O Dev, O Kamadev, O Lord, Damodar. Moksham, liberation, the fourth Purushart. Na, not. Moksha, avadim. Avadim means the highest pinnacle of liberation, which means the realm of Sri Vaikuntha Loka, pervaded with profound bliss. Varam deva moksham na moksha vadim va. So the avadim means the highest plane. Va. So I don't na this, I don't want that. This boon I don't want. Va or anyam, anything else. You know this anyata. Nor anything else. Brinayaha means I pray. This is a Sanskrit word. Brinay means like mandanam. I don't pray for any of these things. Anyam. Va na cha anyam means I don't want anything else. Means I'm not interested in the boon of even the nine processes of devotion headed by Shravana. What do I want? Vrinayaham, he says, Vrinayaham goes the other way. He says, Iha, Vara Ishat, from you who can bestow any boon, Vara, boon, Ishat, any favor, you're the giver of any boon. Api, also here in Vrindavan, Idam, in this Vrindavan, what do I want? Te Vapur. Vapur means divine form, Vapu. Guru Vapu, Guru Vani. O Nath, I want to see your form and Iha. Iha means here. Api Iha. Also, Api Iha, here in this Vrindavan, Idam. Right here, right now, I want to see Srimurti or your divine bodily form, Vapu, O Nath. What feature? Gopala Balam. I want to see you as a young coward boy, not an old one. A form which I'm now describing. Sada. Do I want to see that once time Saksha Darshan? Sada, Sat, eternally I want to see that. Where? May Manasi, and my mind, and my Manasi Deha, and my mind, and my heart. Avir, Avirastam. I want that to be manifest. And Kim, what? Anye or Anyata. What use are all these other things to me if I can see you headed by moksha? Moksha is the top thing. He says, I don't want moksha. I don't even want the boon of being absorbed in the nine process of bhakti. Because if you practice the nine process of bhakti, then you, why don't you get one of those sticks like Sadhu's have? Practice the nine processes of bhakti, the goal is moksha. Dharmartha moksha. So he's saying, I don't want any of that. I don't want to absorb myself in Navavita bhakti. I don't want liberation. I don't want, because you practice Navavita bhakti to go to Vaikuntha. But I'm on Ragmarg. I just want to see your beloved form. And I want to serve you here. So he mentions this prayer mentions his cherished desire, that the form of Gopal be manifested in his heart. That's all. I don't want anything else. If I just see you all the time, my heart, I don't care about hearing, chanting, liberation, Vaikuntha, Sarupya, Mukti, any kind of Mukti. That's all I want. Right here in Vrindavan, I don't have to leave Vrindavan. I don't have to leave this material world or this Boma Vrindavan. I just stay here and see you always in my heart in that beautiful, tender Bala Gopal form. That's my perfection. That's my liberation. That's my everything. Let that happen. O Deva, O Lord, although you are capable, Vara Ishat, of granting any boon, I do not pray to you for liberation, nor eternal life in Vaikuntha, or any other benediction. Hey Nath, O Lord, may your form as a coward child forever remain manifest in my heart. Other than this, I have no need of anything. So it's told in Vrindavan, Mahimamrita, there's some book that says that there are five knots in India. There's five famous knots. They're scattered throughout India. Dwarkanath in the west, Jagannath in the east, Ranganath in the south, and Badrinath in the north. And there's, in the center of it all, in India, there's Nathji, Gopal Nathji. So it's told that if you see Gopal Nathji, if you see one Nathji, then you see all. But if you see the other four, then you must see Nathji to get the fruit of seeing the other four. If you just see Jagannath, because generally they say, because he's Nathji, he's the supreme Nath. He's the most worshipful, honorable. Ji means honorable. Not Ji. We say Maharaj Ji. Ji is a term of honorific suffix, or we say postposition. And this is what it says. So if we see Natji, then we've seen Dwarkanath, Jagannath, Rangaji, and Badrinath. And Natji is in is Haridev. So we see Haridev. And then we've seen Nathji. And we've had the fortune to see ourselves. We've seen Dwarkanath. And we've seen Jagannath. And we've seen Ranganath. And we've seen Badrinath. And we've seen Nathji. And our conclusion is, I want to see Nathji forever manifested. Sada ride, sada me manas avirasta me kimandye. Like this gentleman, great sadhu Satya Pratimuni. Oh, I don't want anything else. Translation of the Dhammadharastakam, text number 5. Iram te mukambojam avyaktanilaya vritam kuntaleshnigda rakteshtagopya muhush chumbitam bimba rakta darame manasya verastam alam lakshalabai. Idam, this supremely enchanting Mukha Ambojam, lotus-like face of Sri Krishna, Avyakta Nilaya, Vritam, surrounded by very dark blue, Kuntale, curling locks of hair, Snigda, Rakte, soft and glossy with a reddish tint. So Krishna's bluish, dark blue, curly locks of hair have a slight, they're soft and glossy, Snigda, has a slightly reddish tint. Vritam kuntale snigda raktesh chagopya. By the gopi Yashodarani, muhush repeatedly, again and again, chumbitam kissed, bimba rakta adaram, with lips red as the bimba fruit, may manasi, my mind, or the heart, the purified consciousness of Shuddha Sattva, Avirastam, be manifest. In other words, Satyavrata Muni, this is a prayer with desire to see the lotus face of Krishna in his heart, or his purified consciousness of Shuddha Sattva, pure goodness. Alam, useless, there is no need for me, lakshalabe, of millions of attainments or millions of other boons. So Satyavrata Muni is saying, O Lord Damodar, your lotus-like face, your supremely enchanting lotus-like face, is completely surrounded by very dark, blue, glossy, reddish tinted curling hair. That beautiful face of yours is kissed over and over again by Mother Yashoda. Your lotus face is endowed with lips red as bimba fruits. May it always remain visible in my heart. The attainment of millions of other boons is completely useless to me. Beautiful points of this verse. In deep meditation, one can see the divine lotus face of his Thakurji as Ishtadev. In this case, in deep meditation, one can see the divine lotus face of Krishna described in verse 5 by Satyavrata Muni. And what does Krishna's lotus face look like? Well, here in verse 5 he describes it. Vritam kundale avyakta nilav snigdha rakta. As a lotus flower is surrounded by hovering bees, similarly, Krishna's beautiful lotus face is encircled by curling locks of bouncing hair that bounces around whenever he moves. And he has beautiful lips on that face, and they're cherry red like the bimba fruit. Text number 6. In this prayer, Satyavrata Muni is praying for Sakshat Darshan. He's praying to directly see Krishna, not just as an avirbhav or a spurti manifest in his mind, but direct vision. Namo Deva Damodaranant Vishnu Prasira Prabho Dukha Jalabdi Magnam Kripa Dristi Vristyati Dinam Patanu Krihane Shamam Agyam Edyakshi Drishya. Namo, I bow down, Deva. O Lord, O Dev, O Lord of Divine Beauty, Damodarananta, O Lord Damodar, who is kind to your devotees. And Ananta, O Lord, you are endowed with inconceivable Mahashakti, Ananta Shakti. Vishnu, O Lord, who is all pervading. Prasida, please show mercy, give your prasad, be pleased with me, Prabhu. O Lord, O controller, my controller, Dukha Jala means net of suffering or misery. A net, Dukha Jala, a network of material miseries, Abdi, Magnam. Submerged in an ocean of illusion, immersed in the ocean. Kripa Dristi Vristya. Kripa, merciful. Dristi, rain. There's glances and Vristi, rain. By the nectarian rain of merciful glances. Ati Dinam, this very fallen, suffering the utmost, living like a dead man. Ati dinam vata. Alas, this vata is an exclamation of intense agony. Anu grihana, please accept. Enliven me again by deliverance, Isha. Grihan Isha. Isha means the Lord, the controller, who is supremely independent. Ma, me, agyam. Without knowledge, ignorant as I am, completely oblivious of the solution to my problem, Edi, Edya, please become Akshidrishya, perceptible to my eyes. Please become visible before me. Please give me your darshan. Obeisances to you, O Dev, Namo Dev, O Damodar, O Ananta, O Vishnu, O Prabhu. Be pleased with me. I am sinking deeply into the ocean of tribulations. Shower the rain of your merciful glance upon me, who am so pitifully fallen. Alas, kindly exhibit your favor and deliver me, O Isha. I am totally ignorant. Please become visible to my eyes. So in this verse, Satyavrata Muni is talking about how to see Krishna, how to attain Sakshat Direct Darshan, vision of Krishna. First, we must fix the face of the Lord in our mind, as telling in verse 5. And the verse 6 is indicating that we must chant Shudnam Sankirtan with sorrowful prayers. Deva, Damodar, Ananta, Vishnu, Prabhu, this is Nam Sankirtan. So this is only Srinam Sankirtan is the Paramasaran, the supreme method to attain such a direct darshan. So after one fixes the beauty of Krishna in his mind very tightly, he then offers sorrowful prayers by the way of Srinam Kirtan. As is described in this verse, he cries out and calls out to the Lord, Hey Prabhu, Hey Krishna, Hey Nath, Hey Madhya Ishvara, O my controller. Be pleased with me, Prasida. I am Dukkha Jaladi Magnam. I am submerged Magnam, immersed in the ocean of misery. Dukkha means pain, misery, distress. This is the agony of repeated birth and death in a samsarika, material world. And jala means net, illusion and deception. And abdi means ocean, denotes the extreme vastness. By the force of my own karma, my Lord Vishnu, O Damodar, I am magnam, submerged and tortured by all these harsh afflictions. Therefore, as a result, I am ati dinam, very fallen, very unfortunate. Ati dinam can mean I am extremely fallen, or I am completely bereft of the association of saintly persons. And because I'm not seeing you, because I have not attained your darshan, I am living just like a dead man. And besides, I am agyam, especially ignorant about how to solve my problems and dilemmas. And therefore, kripaya, drishti, vrishtya, show your own mercy. Please shower me with your nectar-laden glances. Anu grihan. Therefore, uplift me and enthuse me with life. Akshi drishyo edi. Please become visible before my eyes. So this verse number 6 describes devotional kirtan of Krishna's names. Namo Deva. Namo Deva Damodar Ananta Vishnu Prasira Prabho Dukkha Jalabdi Magnam Kripa drishti vrishtyati dinam batanu grihane shamam agyam medyakshi drishya. Namo Deva. Deva means, Hey Divya Rup, O Lord of divine beauty and beautiful form. You're so beautiful. This creates in me a desire and is a cause for desiring your darshan. Hey Damodar, the word Damodar glorifies Krishna specifically for his excellence of bhaktavatsalya, affection for his devotees. He's so affectionate, he even extends to the point of allowing his pure devotees to tie him up and bind him around the waist. Therefore, I will only become qualified by bhakti to see Krishna with my own eyes. He is Ananta. Hey Ananta. He has no end, which means his mercy is limitless. Because he is Ananta, he possesses unlimited mercy. Surely, he will shower his glance of mercy and favor me. And he is Prabhu. Prasida Prabhu. Prabhu means Master Lord. It indicates, hey Achintya, Ananta Adbhuta Mahashakti Yukta. O Krishna, you are endowed with inconceivable Achintya. Limitless Ananta, astonishingly grand power, Mahashakti Yukta. Therefore, you who cannot be perceived by the material senses can only be visible to my eyes by the dint of some inconceivable Shakti which you alone possess. And you are Grihanesha Mamagyam, you are Isha, Ish. This means you're Hey Parma Swatantra. You're the controller and supremely independent. And showing your favor even to unfit souls. You're not dependent on anyone else. Hey Vishnu, Damodaranta Vishnu, Hey Saravyapaka, O you who are all pervading. And you are fond of entering Vrindavan's secluded caves and bower cottages. In this prayer, Satyabrata Muni indicates that it's not difficult for Krishna to come before one's eyes. He's everywhere, he can easily manifest. Hey Ananta, that means he's continuously existent without interval or separation. And he's Vishnu, he lives everywhere. Therefore, hey Damodar, this proclaims that Krishna is under the sway or control of his own Parma Vatsalya Vishesh, supremely affectionate attribute. There is absolutely nothing that Damodar can't do. Text 7. Kuveratmajo Badamurtyeva Yadvat Toya Mochito Bhakti Bajo Krito Cha Tata Prima Bhaktim Sokam Me Pradiyacha Namuk Shigraho Me Stidamo Doreha Kuver Atmajo. The two sons of Kuvera, Nalakuvara and Managriva, Bada Murtya Eva, by Damodar Sri Krishna, whose form, Murti, divine form, Sri Vigraha, was bound, Bada, with ropes to the grinding mortar by Yashoda. Yadvat, those vat trees, since they were cursed by Nara to take birth as twin Arjun trees. Twaya mochito, by you they were mukti mochita, liberated from samsara bhakti bhajo. They are recipients, they did perform bhakti bhajan, devotional service. They took shelter, these two fallen demigods, Nalukovara and Manikriva. They took shelter of bhakti as their supreme objective. Bhakti bhajo krito cha. Then krito, hey Damodar, hey Krishna, you made them, you gave them prema bhaktim, loving devotion. Swakam, your own. Priyacha, please give in the finest way. Not liberation, graha, enthusiasm, mayasti, O Damodar, iha, for prema bhakti. Translation: Oh Damodara, although you were bound to the martyr with ropes tied by Mother Yashoda, you mercifully liberated the two sons of Kubera, who were cursed by Narada Muni to stand as trees, and you gifted them with your own devotional service. Therefore, please bestow upon me your own prema bhakti. Prema bhaktim sukame prayacha. In the most profuse way, this is my exclusive longing. I have no desire for any type of liberation. So here in prayer number 7, Satyabrata Muni again rejects liberation. And he begs for prema bhakti of Damodar and Vrindavan. So this is one of the attributes of prema vishesh, or prema, ecstatic love, that the devotee at the level of prema becomes infused with supreme longing, utkantita bhav, and hankering, and he actually starts praying for direct audience of Sri Krishna. He prays for and intensely desires Sakshan Darshan. So this number 7, this prayer, is prema vishesh, the speciality of this verse, that it's a prayer to attain prema bhakti, and again the supreme darshan. And prema bhakti is the only means to attain Sri Krishna Damodara's beautiful darshan. Because Krishna's Bhaktavatsalya, he's Damodara, he's so affectionate, that because of that quality, his affection for his devotees, Bhagavan can make the impossible quite possible. So this prayer is made with the sole purpose of attaining prema bhakti. He's begging for that. He has no other desire. So this Leela, Krishna dragged the mortar between the two trees, Yamala Arjuna. And by this, Bhagavan Sri Krishna personally demonstrates the supreme fortune that one attains by having Sakshat Darshan of his form, personally touching his form. Even though he was tied up, he actually could liberate Nalakuvera Manigriva. Mochito. And he liberated them from samsara and gave them prema bhakti, the greatest gift. Namak shengraho mesti mayasti damodara. He's saying that if Krishna says, oh hey, why are you so enthusiastic for prema? Why don't you just accept liberation like the two sons of Kuvera and finish your material miseries? The answer is neti neti. No thank you. Other than this goal of prema bhakti, I have no eagerness for any other type of liberation, O Damodara. This is the purport of this prayer number 7. This prayer also indicates that we should pray for perpetual residence in Vrindavan. Because only in Vrindavan does Bhagavan Sri Krishna desire to especially manifest his intimate, most sweet form as Vrindavan Bihari, the enjoyer of the Braja Nikunjas of the sweet forest of Vrindavan. Text number 8. Namaste su damne spuran dipti damne twadiyodhara yatta vishvasya damne. Namo radhika ye twadiya priya ye. Namo nanta lilaya devaya tubhyam. Namaste stu damne spura dipti damne twadiyodhara yatta vishvasya damne. Namo radhika ye twadiya priya ye. Namo nanta lilaya devaya tubhyam. Namaha namaste stu obeisances, us too. Let there be, or may there be, obeisances to you, Domine, unto the rope, a magnificent rope binding you around the waist. Spurad Dipti Domine, the splendorous effulgent abode, the splendorous effulgent abode, Twadiya Udha Udaraya, your belly. Vishvasya Domine, of the moving, shelter the universe with all the moving and non-moving beings. Namo, obeisances, Radhikaye, unto Radhika, Twadiya Priyaye, unto your beloved, Ananta Leelaya, unto the limitless sport of pastimes, Devaya, unto the transcendental nature, unto you. O Lord Damodar, I offer my obeisances unto the exalted rope binding your waist, which is the source of splendorously brilliant effulgence. I offer my obeisances, Namo Damne, Namo Radhika, Namo Ananta Leelaya, Namas Damne Svarad, Namo Radhika Ye Priya, Radhika Priya, Namo Ananta Leela. I offer obeisance unto your belly, which is the support of the entire universe. I offer my obeisances unto Radhika, your dear most beloved. I offer my obeisances unto your wondrous, uncommon pastimes. Namaste stu dhamne spura dipti dhamne twadi odara yatta vishvasya dhamne namo radhikaye twadiya priyaye namo nantalilaya devaya tubhyam. So in this conclusion of his prayer, Satyavrata Muni is summarizing the topics that are being prayed for. An obeisance, he gives three different obeisances to the rope, to Radhika, and the unlimited pastimes. Bow to the Mahapash, the magnificent rope that binds your belly. Namaste stu damne namostu. And that rope is Sparantya Dipti Damne. It is a shelter of a splendorous effulgence. This Mahapash, this rope around Krishna, equals the Brahman surrounding the spiritual world. It's very effulgent because it says, Dipti Damne, Sparantya Dipti Damne. The Mahapash is the very abode of the endlessly radiant, concentrated Brahma Bij. That rope around Krishna's belly, that Mahapash, represents the all-pervading Brahman effulgence expanded from the Lord. Twadiya, Twadiyaya Udaraya Namaste. He bows to his belly, bows to his rope, bows to his Udara, belly. Because while bound with ropes, Damodar Gopal Sri Krishna especially manifests beauty and other qualities of his belly, which is a characteristic of Vatsali Leela. What is that belly of Krishna like? Vishvasya Dham, Vishvasya Dhamne. Krishna's belly is the support and abode and resonance of all the universes in creation. Of course, it's never possible to bind the waist of Krishna, because by binding his waist, Mother Yashoda is actually binding up the whole universe. Mother Yashoda actually brought the entire creation under her control. This is being proclaimed here. Although, it's never possible to factually bind the all-pervading, limitlessly potent Lord. But because he's Isha, he's the supreme controller, he can do whatever he wants. So Krishna, Damodar Gopal, he willingly accepted the proposal to be bound as an attribute of his super excellent affection for his devotees, Bhakta Vatsali Vishesh, speciality. Although Krishna's pastimes are imperceptible beyond all logic and reason in the material universes. And it shows that. So first we offer obeisance to the rope because it's situated in his belly. Then we offer obeisance to Radhika. Why? To show that the mercy of Krishna's beloved Radhika enables one to fully attain the desired objective. Obeisances unto Radhika means that obeisances are offered to all the gopis because she's the foremost. So only she is mentioned. She's always engaged in the Radhika and the Aradhana or worship of Bhagavan, arranging only for his pleasure. Because Tvadiya Priyaya, obeisances to your beloved, she's the Priya. Because of her worship and Aradhana, she's the dearmost beloved, Nitya Priya. And Tvadiya, the word Tvadiya means, the verse says, what does it say? It says, Namo Radhikaye Tvadiya Priyaya, your beloved. And the word Tvadiya also indicates that not only is Radhika Sri Radha dear to Krishna, but she's dear to all your other devotees as well. And you are also her dearly beloved. Priyaye Namaha. My obeisance is unto you, Radhika. I bow before her. At the conclusion of the prayer, the author desires to describe the supreme excellence of the Ras Lila and other transcendental pastimes that Sri Krishna performs with Radhika. And because these pastimes are confidential and very intimate topics, they are not mentioned directly. Madharam Samapayat. All undertakings should be sweetly ended. Such confidential pastimes of Radha and Krishna are merely hinted to by, in this verse, they're offered obeisances with the word Namo Nantalilaya. The word Devaya indicates that obeisances are offered to Bhagavan, who is Lokatara, supernatural, divine, and transcendental. So Krishna is performing limitless pastimes in Vrindavan. And all the pastimes associated with the realm of Gokula Vrindavan are also Ananta Lila. The phrase Namo Ananta Lilaya generally means obeisances to Ananta Lila Bhagavan Sri Krishna, or Krishna, whose pastimes are limitless, Ananta. But actually, there's a confidential purport hidden in these words. Namo Ananta Lila means obeisances, my dear Lord Krishna, to your Sri Ras Lila. The word Ananta means that which has no end. Something which is Ananta Lila means perpetual Lila, inexhaustible Lila, countless pastimes. The derivation of the word Lila is Li and La. Li means to embrace, La means to accept. Therefore, Lila indicates the sportive pastimes in which Krishna accepts it, embraces Li, Prema Lingata, of his loving gopis. And thus, in this verse, Namo Nanta Lilaya Deva Yatubhyam, and verse number 8 of Dhammadrastakam, Ananta Lila, the word Lila indicates the Lila, La, where Krishna accepts La, the Alingata, Prema Lingata. Krishna accepts the loving embraces of the Brajagopis, especially Srimati Radhika. So by this, Satyavrata Muni, in this verse, he's actually offering obeisances in a hidden way to Radha and Krishna's Ras Lila and many other associated pastimes, by using the word Ananta Lilaya. And moreover, Sanatana Goswami indicates that verse 8 includes all the pastimes associated with the realm of Gokula Vrindavan, with all of Krishna's Brijvasis. By writing this, Satyavrata Muni himself fulfilled the quotation of Sanskrit drama, Natya Shastras, Madhurena Samapayat. Every undertaking should be completed and sweetly. Everything should end on a sweet note. So this final shloka Damodarastakam, although the Damodarastakam is glorifying Vatsalya Bhav and Yashoda's Leela with Krishna in Vatsalya Bhav, parental love, Satyavrata Muni points us that Krishna to the final topmost pastime. Sri Krishna's pastimes headed by the Ras Leela are the topmost of all. But they're only referred to by a hint in this verse, as they are offered obeisances in the word Namo Ananta Leelaya. Because Radha and Krishna's Ras Leela in Vrindavan is the most highly confidential pastime of Bhagavan Sri Krishna, therefore the great sage and rishi, Satyavrata Muni, mentioned it only indirectly, Parokshavad, with the briefest clue or tiniest glimpse. But by doing this, he made it known to everyone, especially we readers and chanters of Damodarastakam, that one should not just hear and chant about Ras Leela here and there, whenever and wherever. It should only be spoken to a qualified person who will appreciate the glories and factual transcendental position of Ras Leela. And that's why he mentions the word Ish on the last line of the verse. Damodara daya jaya damodara, damodara jaya damodara, jaya radha damodara, radha damodara radhe, jaya radha damodara, radha damodara radhe. Sri Jiva Goswami Prandanahe, Sri Jiva Goswami Prandanahe, Sri Jiva Goswami Prandanahe, Jai Radha Damodara Radha Damodara Radhe.